He's Costello, where we have the 61?
Yeah, he was the unofficial.
Yeah, 61, okay. Thank you. Okay, so we were talking about the Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim says that it's that you shouldn't say Shasimcha b'mono when the men and the women are in the same room. Forget mixed eating. Even if they're in the same room, you shouldn't say Shasimcha b'mono. Right? And then we discussed the Dekudecha. Maybe today is different. We discussed the of Isaac Tirna. Right? It also said, you know, maybe and today is different. And then the Yamsha Shlomo. Says Gamba Sefer Hasidim on page 22, Taka Yukas Dalad. Gamba Sefer Hasidim, Kasav She'in Levarach Shasimcha Mamono, Hechat Sheyoshri Manoshim, Venoshim Becheterecha. Kasatan Mekatrig. Vein Simcha Venekalish Baruchu. Maria Geva Shero Ani Ami, Shekama Kilkulim Bo Mizeh. Kama Kukulim came from what? What is he saying? I see many Kilkulim came from this. From men and women being in the same room. Mikomoka Minag Yofa. Still Minag Yofa, that Shibavachim, Birkas Kasadim, and he calls Zayn Brachos. Shemalichem hakala v'mokam hachasim. Whereas at least, whereas the chasim hakala will be in different rooms the whole time. But at least when we bench and we say shavu brachas, at least then we can bring over the kala to the chasim. Because the ikar zayin brachas or ikar hazivug, the chibur in this kenar. In crying Roy Lavarach al Shneim. And Birkas Asher Bora lo Nogu lo Daktik. A few Kshay Nosim Shasum Sud al Kala. We're going to talk Zayin Me Mishnah, so Sim Hakruim Sud al Chosel Chud. A few Hakim Lavarach al Asher Bora. He says, Asher Bora, you don't have to bring over the Kala. In fact, they used to make Sudas during Shavu Brachas just for the Chosim, and the Kala wasn't even there. You make a shibor. Because the Iker Brach is really on the Simchas Chosin. Hey there, Betosus. Feel Kolosimo. So Bekitzer, he thinks it's a good idea to have the men and the women separate, because it's a Satan as Makatreg. At least for Shavu Brachas, let them come together. But for Asher Bora, you don't have to worry that you can just have the husband there. During the Zayin Yimei Mishnah, he says sometimes they would make a Suda just for the Chosin. And they'd make Shavu Brachas. If you have a Mavarchim Asher Bora, does it mean just Asher Bora or all of them? Okay, okay, so that is, now we're up to your tests. Your test, Jen? Thank you. Okay, so the Rabbeinu. Yeah. You have a give me a Shulchan Aruch. Ebenezer. Was it Samuel something? Well, Ebenezer's really the only one Chelik, but the Shulchan Aruch, they split it up and see the confused. Yeah, this is good. Yeah. So usually,
I think it's when you have a walk or crossing.
Yeah, no. Bracha zu shemosifim veis chasana hi bracha bracha chroda. Zayin bracha zu bracha shabara. Because if there's no panim chadashos, if there's no panim chadashos, then you just make a shabara. Well, Shabbos you don't need panim chadashos. So that's what he says. If there's no panim chadashos, you should just make a shabara. And then in halacha dal, this is in Siman Samach Beis in Ibn Ezra. And then Siv Dalid in Samach Beis, he says, Ein Mevarchi Brichas Chasanim El Basara, you need a minion. You always need a minion. Shein Omri Macha Brichas Hamazon El Brichas Hashabara. So the Chalkas Mekoki says, that if you don't have a minion, you could still say a shabara. That's chalkas yo, chalkas b'chayke. So then you make a shabara without the minion. The chalkas b'chayke explains. Okay, you test. Take the Rebbeinu Peretz. So Rebbeinu Peretz says that it's not right to use sedinim for the funnest of the sukkah because they could unravel and you won't notice it and it'll be a problem. That's Rebbeinu Peretz. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbeinu Peretz is on the bottom of the smock, as we've always pointed out, right? On page 17. Nagol Masos Mechitzas Shleimos V'Sheinakol Bekim Mash Nagol Masos Kol Arbav Mechitzas Miriyah Shol Sedinim Ein Nochem Avol Fisha Koshon Betol Mishum Zimda Dimaski V'Lav Adatayim Havi Olay Mechitzas She'ena Omeres Beruch the Loshma Mechitzah. And that's quoted in the Mechaber. In Siman Tafresh Lamed, Sif Yud. Einach Alasas Kol Mechitzah Yerushal Pishtam Blokanu Dilma Dimintki V'lava Daitei. So, in other words, but Chora some point out that if it's not mintiki, then it would be okay, even though it waves in the wind. So the pashtus is, we'll see the pashtus is that you see from this halacha that it's okay to have Stephen. The only problem with the Svinim is Dilma Mintiki. But if that wouldn't have been a problem, the fact that it waves in the wind is not a problem because it's tied down. The only thing is, when there's a chashash, then maybe it's going to untie. But the Sefer Sukkah Sholem points out that the way we have it today, the way pre, you know, the canvas sukkahs are not tied. They're in the thing. They're in the metal. Or it's made special, you know, with a special place to put it in. So there's not chashash that's going to unravel, but it's in the bar, right? There's a metal bar on the bottom of the sukkah. But why did the Rabbeinu Peretz say it's a problem just because it blows in the wind? So the simple pshat of the Shud in Reyakov has this from a different makor that you see from here, maybe he quotes this as well, but at some point that you see from here that the blowing in the wind is not a problem. Yeah. So what is Rav Avadya going to say? I don't know. What does he say? He was very stark about this. But no, we'll see. But the Sefer Imre Yaakov has other areas in Halacha, right? Rav Stern has other areas in Halacha that we use a sadin as a mechitza, right? When it's tied down, even though it's still going to flap in the wind. And it's hard to say that they have to do it in a way where they tie the top, the bottom, and then the middle also, they did something. It's just hard to, even if they do in the middle, it could still flap, the top or the bottom could still flap back and forth in the wind. So it's very unrealistic to say that you're going to use a sadin and it's not gonna move. So that's what's his name? The Imre Yaakov? Yeah. So the Shaila of Truma's Imre, is it on this packet or the next packet? The Imre Yaakov. Maybe the next one. So to me, this is a very good raya that they bring, that you can use canvas sukkahs, because that's no different than sedinim. It's probably less flapping in the wind, much more heavy. This the canvas, and I'm sure, is much heavier than the sedinim of yesteryear. And the only thing they cared about the sedinim of yesteryear were in Dilma, that it's going to be unraveled, you're not going to notice it. And then once it's unraveled, then it could flip, you know, all the, you know, mamish go in the wind, not just for a little bit. What? Rava? So what, they would put up a rubbish to keep it big, like probably bigger rubbish.
Yeah.
So how many rubbish would they put? We've discussed in the past the raya of the, what is it, the Imre Yaakov, what was the name of that sefer? That's from the Truvas HaRashba, that when they put up Imre Yaakov, yeah. When they put up a mechitza in front of the dead body, so there would be a different reshus between the person eating and so you see from there that that it's good, even though it's steaming. Even though it was indoors, but we said that many poskim hold that indoors means something's indoors, you view it kilu, it's outdoors. Which the whole din mechitza has to be totally Ruch Mitzuya the Yabashim. Yabashim means outdoors, on the ground. So I think this is a very good raya. Okay. Ten kushi hataz mistiyas haShulchan Aruch misdinim lemechitza v'nigun lebehemah lemechitza. Right. So the taz has a question that the Gemara says you have to tie down. Shulchan Aruch says you have to tie down the behemah if you want to use it as a dofen. And we're not afraid, but you tie it down, it's okay. But we're not afraid that it's going to get untied and the behemoth will escape. So how come over here we're afraid it'll get untied? Manavshach, we're afraid things will get untied. So what's it going to help that you use a behemoth for a dolphin and you tie it down? Why don't you have the same chashash that dil memintiki? So he says that we're only machmir dil memintiki if you use the sadim for all the mechitzas, for all the sides. So then it's a much greater chance that one of them will be vintiki. But the case of the behemah is you're only using it for one side. You short one wall, and you use the behemah for one wall, so dilma mintiki on one side you don't say. But if it's on three sides and all the sides, then you do say. That was the, one second, that was the taz. And then the Prima Godim says, I ain't Taz. You see for here that if you use the behemoth on two defanos, it doesn't work, because then there's a greater chashash. So he says, no, the reason why we're not afraid, but the Prima Godim says a different shot. That behemoth, if it's not going to be lava daite, because if it gets mintiki, then the behemoth is out of there. Then you'll see there's no behemoth there. But it won't be necessarily noticeable by the sedinim, because they're not going to run away. The sedin doesn't run away. They can't. The mintiki is lava daite. Again, you spoke with Shikoshu, Chazaf, and Shabbatomi. So that's a different pshat. That there's a difference between behema and that the behema is never lavadaite. So the Taz says a pshat that the behema you're only using for one wall, and the stinim using for all the walls. But it's not true that the behema if you use for two walls not. And then he quotes that he's Prima Godim was quoting Ali Araba. There's not a difference between one wall and four walls, three walls. It's a difference between a behemoth and a sadin. That a behemoth, if it unravels, the behemoth will be out of there. You can be assured he's not going to just hang around. A sadin, you will notice it'll be unraveled, it'll stay there, but you won't notice that it's really not tied down. So therefore, the behemoth, you could use a behemoth in all the four walls, maybe, and tie it down. And there's no chashash, dilma divindiki, because if it's divindiki, you'll see it. And then 65. So then we said, you see from Rabbeinu Peretz, as at some point out, that the shear is not just a little bit, because just a little bit, any sudden moves a little bit. But it means a lot. Great, 66. So the Sukkah Sholem says, but in Ochanami, why don't we say that our Sukkahs have a problem of Dilma Mintiki? So he says, because you have special holes that it goes into. So it's not Dilma Mintiki. Over there, it was just a sheet. It wasn't a prefab Sukkah. It was just a sheet. And then you make your own knot. So that's you don't have it made like manufactured for you. So then it can unravel.
Zip ties.
So what do they...
What's in it, sir?
Police officers usually don't have handcuffs. It doesn't go out.
Yeah? What do they do? Is it... It's not Velcro? Is it Velcro? So it must have zip tie.
Like this, and it's plastic.
It's a plastic what? That's good. Oh, let me see a zip tie. Ooh. Let's see. Let's haste. It looks like a catcher from film.
It's a very small
one. Okay, then 67, the Rambam in Peirush Mishnayos says that Ruach is going to be mapil it. The Ruach is going to cause it to cave in. So that sounds not like Rav Avad Yosef. Rav Avad Yosef says, but if you look in the Kapach edition of what the Rambam really said in the Peirush Mishnayos, it's not mashma that that's the pshat. He says, "Look in the yim haruach v'yatu la'arts." So that's mashma, like the Chazanish, like not like Rav Avad Yatu la'arts. So he has to defend himself, Rav Avad Yosef. So he says it doesn't mean that's only the way we have it, but the girsa that or the translation that Rav Kapach had it. Was that it would just shake a little bit, like he will see. Okay, so basically, Rabbi, we're almost finished. We have probably one more session to do in terms of the 75 questions. Then we'll do that as a shem. Oh, yeah, Sunday I'd like to get a little bit earlier this year, like 10 to 11. If that could be okay. 10 to 11 on Sunday. Okay. From 10 to 11. Not 10 to 11, but right. 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. As opposed to. Alright. Okay. And then I would suggest that probably we'll finish the Hazara next week, I guess. Maybe we'll have the Bechina on Thursday, and then we'll publish. And then the week after, Bez Hashem, we'll do Yom Pesach, Bez Hashem. Then we have Yeshiva, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, and again, anyone who wants to give me any input about the thing I discussed before, about the Masechta for next year, please, I'd like to hear what everyone has to say. I mentioned humor as a possibility, bait as a possibility, rock as a possibility. Something that, you know, more nogay to your lives. And if you want to tell me your ideas, I'd be happy to hear. Okay.